It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I was looking for a little bit of white stuff this morning.
Yep, not yet.
Not yet. They were talking about maybe just a little glaze of snow overnight if it got that chilly, but yeah, we're still 33 degrees right now. Never really got to that point. We'll see.
There's some light snow out there just creeping into western Iowa, so we'll see some probably.
Yeah, I was seeing this morning, it sounds like up in northwest and maybe up in north central Iowa too, they're already seeing a little bit of snow falling. It doesn't sound like there's going to be a whole lot out of any of this stuff, so for folks who are planning their travels here for the holiday season, you should still probably be just fine, but you may want to kind of keep your ears tuned and your eyes open to what might be out there too as you're getting ready to take off on your travels, just in case, you know, just in case. Yeah. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall?
Pretty good, Jim, thank you. Got 4 used electric ranges, 1 double oven like new. Used 22 cubic foot side by side. Got the electronic room air cleaner yet. 4 servo used microwave hood combinations. Built-in dishwasher. 2 used cooktops, 1 gas, 1 electric, both in very good condition. Servo used gas and electric clothes dryers. Have 3 used refrigerators, a top freezer, 1 large capacity, 1 10 cubic foot and 1 14 cubic foot. And still have that Maytag drying center priced for quick sale. These are new freezers, chest and upright. Got 5 through and including 22 cubic foot by Whirlpool Amana and frigid air. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we'll deliver them, we'll install them, we'll haul that old heater away and, of course, service it later if it's needed. Got water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water, we'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Well, what are your plans for the holiday coming up here yet this week? For a lot of folks, it means getting together with family and friends, opportunity to sit down and share a meal, share some, hopefully some good conversations, some fun times, in some cases maybe a little catching up. Unfortunately, as our lives seem to go and folks seem to spread out, sometimes we rarely ever see those people who were so close to us for so many years. You know, it seems like it's the old saying, the older we get, about the only time anybody gets together anymore is for the holiday. Weddings, funerals. Sad, but unfortunately, that's kind of the way life goes anymore. But sometimes we, you know, kind of grow apart and people grow different as we get older and things too. And, you know, stress and things like that, they can ruin the holidays and also hurt your health. So if you're getting together, be realistic, plan ahead, and get some support. That can help ward off stress and depression and things. Our friends at the Mayo Clinic put together a little note. Some tips for coping during the holidays, because when we look at the holidays as being a cheerful and happy time, getting together and sharing all kinds of fun stuff, it's not necessarily the way it is for everyone, and it can be for different types of reasons, too. The holiday season can bring some unwelcome guests, like stress and depression, and they say it's no wonder. The holidays can sometimes be just a dizzying array of things like demands, you know, parties, shopping, baking, cleaning, entertaining. All these kinds of things can be extremely stressful to folks. But with some practical tips, they say you can minimize the stress that accompanies the holidays, and you may even end up enjoying the holidays more than you thought you would. So some tips for preventing holiday stress and depression include a number of different types of things. You know, when stress is at its peak, it's kind of hard to stop and to regroup. So you want to try to prevent that stress and depression in the first place, especially if the holidays have taken an emotional toll on you in the past. Again, we all sometimes like to think of the holidays as being a fun and happy, cheerful time, but sometimes circumstances around us aren't going like we had hoped, and that can change the way people go into it, you know, with their feelings. And one of the first tips they give us are to acknowledge your feelings. If someone close to you has recently died, and you just, you know, you can't be with loved ones, you just need to realize it's normal to feel some sadness and grief, and it's okay to take some time to express those feelings. You can't force yourself to be happy just because it's the holiday season. Also, another tip, too, is just to reach out. You know, if you do feel lonely or isolated during that time, you can seek out, you know, community, religious, other social events. Different things can offer support and companionship. And also volunteering your time can be a good stress reliever as well. Helping out others is always a great way to lift people's spirits and broaden your friendships. If you do something nice for other people, it's going to make you a lot happier sometimes than just doing something nice for yourself. In fact, that could be the nice thing that you do for yourself to make you bounce back if you're not feeling the happiest during the holidays. A third tip they say is be realistic. You know, the holidays don't have to be perfect. They don't have to be just like last year. They don't have to be the way you remember them as a child. You know, as families change and grow, traditions and rituals, all these things often change. So choose a few of those things that you can hold on to, and then be open to creating some new traditions and rituals as well. For example, if your adult children can't come to your house, maybe you want to find new ways to celebrate together, sharing pictures, emails, videos. There's so many different ways for folks to try to be together during the holidays. Sometimes, I guess we can use technology to our benefit that way as well. So be realistic. Also, a fourth tip is to set aside any differences. Try to accept family members and friends as they are, even if they don't live up to all of your expectations. Set aside grievances until a more appropriate time for discussion. And be understanding if others get upset or distressed when something goes wrong. The chances are they're feeling the effects of holiday stress and depression as well. So be compassionate to other folks who may very well be going through some of those stressful issues as well. Another tip they give us is to stick to a budget. Now, before you go gift and food shopping, decide how much money that you can afford to spend, and then stick to that budget. Don't try to buy happiness with an avalanche of gifts. You know, you can try some different alternatives too. Maybe donate to a charity in someone's name, or homemade gifts, or start a family gift exchange. There are lots of different plans and things that folks do in their different families to kind of alleviate some of that stress also. Another tip is to plan ahead. Now, it's a little late to be planning too far ahead, but, you know, if you set specific days for shopping, baking, visiting friends and other activities, planning your menus, making your shopping list, all those kinds of things can help prevent last-minute scrambling to buy forgotten ingredients and make sure you line up help for party prep and cleanup and all the different things that have to happen. Don't let it just happen by accident. A little planning goes a long way, too. Another tip they give us is learn to say no. I guess just like in effective parenting, it works for holiday issues as well. You know, saying yes when you should say no can leave you feeling resentful and overwhelmed. Friends and colleagues will understand if you can't participate in every single project or activity. If it's not possible to say no when the boss asks you to work overtime, well, try to remove something else from your agenda to make up for the lost time. But you don't just have to say yes to everything out there. There's just not enough time. Another tip is to don't abandon your healthy habits. You know, the holidays sometimes can become a free-for-all. Don't let that happen. It's not just with food. It's with everything else, too. If you're used to exercising, maybe you don't get the exercise you usually get because you feel like, well, something's got to give. Don't have enough time to get this done and that done. I got to get the shopping and all those things done. Got to get the food prep taken care of. So you neglect some of those things. And if you're used to doing certain things on a regular basis as healthy habits, and then you suddenly, you know, it doesn't take very long to break those habits. And then all of a sudden it's a chore to get back into that routine again, or you just don't feel good about yourself anymore because you were making such good progress. You know, don't let those kinds of things happen. Overindulgence only adds to your stress and guilt. So they suggest maybe having a healthy snack before holiday parties so you don't go overboard on sweets, cheese, drinks, all those cookies and things sitting out there. Make sure you do get plenty of sleep as well, and incorporate regular physical activity into each day. That can make a world of difference for you also. Another tip is to take a breather. Just make some time for yourself. Spend just 15 minutes alone without distractions, and it can refresh you enough to handle everything you need to do. Also, find something that reduces stress by clearing your mind, slowing your breathing, and restoring inner calm. Some different options for that might be things like taking a walk at night and just stargazing. You know, by yourself, quiet, listening to some soothing music, or getting a massage, or perhaps just sitting down and reading a book. Things like that can all be comforting. And the other tip they give us, the last tip, is, you know, if it does get to that point, seek professional help if you do need it. Despite your best efforts, you might find yourself feeling persistently sad or anxious, plagued by physical complaints, unable to sleep, irritable, hopeless, unable to face routine chores. If all of those feelings last for a while, you might want to talk to someone about that, see if maybe it's a longer term issue that you need to deal with. The holidays are meant to be fun. again, we go into it thinking about it as a happy time, but for different reasons, not that way for everyone. So coping, we all have different mechanisms of coping with those types of things. Hope you find your safe and happy spot there, too, so you can get through the holidays. Not just fun for you, but make it fun for everybody around you as well. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool Maytag, Aman LG. Tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer speed queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, the washer motor has 5 years warranty and the 15 years on the washer transmission. Got lots of gas and electric ranges, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, top freezer models, bottom freezer models, with top single door or French door, and of course 75 units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. From all of us at W&S Appliance, we hope you have a very good Christmas and a very prosperous New Year. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall, and to you and your family as well. Hope you and Shirley have a great holiday. Hope you get a chance to spend some time with the family as well. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.